Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ground ball third, up with it. Bodie on to first, and there's your ball game. Final score, Cubs 8, Pirates 2.
Yes, Mr. Greg Brown on the Pirates Radio Network and right here on 93.7 The Fan, your flagship home with the Pittsburgh Pirates. As they drop another one last night and drop the 10-24 on the season. And with that, I welcome you in to the early morning show. My name is Matt Cole. I'll be with you here till about 5:40 before the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Waking you up here on this Thursday morning, and I'll be honest with you, might have to bear with me a little bit. My head is a little bit foggy. But for some reason, I don't know. It's just I'm having a hard time getting awake this morning. So we're all waking up together here at 5:04 on a Thursday morning. Words might be hard to come by for me, at least to start off the show today. So the Buccos have now lost 3 in a row. 5 of the last 6, 7 of the last 10. 10-24 on the season, as I mentioned. Joe Musgrove returned from the IL last night and only made it through 3 innings for some reason. Still only had two starters, in Reynolds and Polanco, who are hitting below the Mendoza line. And new from last night, the Pirates now lead the league in errors. So other than that, everything is going well. You know, football season is just a week away from today, so we'll have Chiefs and Texans next Thursday night, so there's that to look forward to. And then Steelers-Giants the following Monday night. So take heart, folks. Better days are to come. But seriously, the Pirates, they have a team that they should be modeling themselves after. You know, they are, right now, we are in the middle of watching them have an historically bad season, where everything is pretty much going wrong, where everything will be wasted by the end of the year, where you look at it in the history books, 60 games where they might win 20 games and think, well, yeah, that was a wash. We had a ton of injuries. There was Key Brian Hayes that came up. We got to see him. That was a fun story. Other than that, though, everything sucked. And the Pirates have a team in Major League Baseball right now that they should be looking to completely and totally. There is a team in the majors that deals with a lot of what they deal with. A small market that has actually a smaller, weaker fan base. And I'm not sure of the TV revenue, but I'm sure it's not as big as the Pirates have. You know, although I don't know that for a fact because it's kind of hard to find hard numbers on that per team as to how much money they make through their TV deals. But a team that's one of the quiet giants in the sport and is run so well from a baseball operations standpoint. And it's the Tampa Bay Rays. They are the gold standard for the Pirates. Not necessarily for every team around Major League Baseball, although they are in a lot of cases because they win a lot of ball games. But in particular for the Pirates, because they're in a similar situation. They should try to be everything the Rays are. And the Rays beat the Yankees last night 5-2 after There were some fireworks the night before of Aroldis Chapman throwing a 101-mile-per-hour fastball by somebody's head. And Kevin Cash, after the game, basically saying, hey, you know, I've got a whole bullpen full of guys that throw 98 miles per hour if we want to play that game. Sick of being bullied by the bullies and the New York Yankees. And really, it's been the Rays that have bullied the big-time Yankees this year. And we had another drone incident in that game, by the way. Here's how that sounded.
Pointing up at the sky, we have a little bit of an overhang here. I guess there's a drone over the stadium. There it is. And they've taken the teams off the field while the drone is up there. Boy, 2020, huh? It gives us a little extra time to drone.
Oh, it cut off right when that guy was about to make a nice joke about droning on. The audio cuts right off there from the Yes Network.
Drones and so forth.
So, yeah, we had that with the Yankees and Rays. Where's Davidas Navarauskas when you need him? But getting back to the point, the Rays are 26-12. They've got the best record in the AL and only behind the Dodgers at 28-10 for the best record in all of baseball. They've built up a roster all within with, you know, a couple of trades and some shrewd signings along the way. A couple of trades, you know, highlighted by bringing in Tyler Glass, now Shane Baz, and Austin Meadows for Chris Archer, of course, who remains on the shelf for the Pirates. They've got a bullpen full of those new age fireballers that Kevin Cash referred to. A rotation that's, I guess, three men deep and also has, you know, the bullpenning or the piggybacking or whatever you want to call it, that is new age baseball that the Pirates, I guess, have tried to do in a half sort of way. And the Rays have made it work all the way to 26-12. A lot of young talent paying off for them, and they've been able to consistently win now for a few years. Have been in the playoff mix. Have been able to contend without really tanking for too long. And the payroll? 28th of the 30 major league teams. The Pirates' payroll is 29th. So we are not talking about much of a difference here. They are essentially in the same boat, and that's how you build up a franchise, and that's how you continue to win baseball games, despite being handed a deck of cards that is severely against you. And to top it all off, Major League Baseball ranks the top farm systems in baseball right now. They just came out with that list. And guess who's at the top of that? Yeah, it's the Tampa Bay Rays. They've got a loaded farm system still coming up to supplement that Major League team that they've pieced together, sure, in different areas. But they've won games with, and it doesn't look like that onslaught of winning games is going to stop anytime soon. And so the Pirates should be looking to them. Everything that they do, from the very top, when Kevin Cash seems to be a savvy manager that's, you know, is playing the cards right here, that has in recent days been able to defend his team the way he did against the Yankees and their nonsense, and has really done nothing but win games since he's gotten there, all the way through to the minor leagues and building up that farm system. They've done it well. Repeat what they're doing. All right, Kirk Cousins said something on a podcast back in July that was released yesterday that caught some headlines. And he was with Kyle Brandt, who is on NFL Network. He's on Good Morning Football. You can see him every morning. I think their show starts up at 7 o'clock. I have them on in the studio every once in a while to see what they're talking about. But he had Kirk Cousins on his podcast and asked him some pretty blunt questions about the coronavirus, his concerns about everything. And here's what Kirk Cousins had to say about it.
I want to respect what other people's concerns are, but for me personally, if you're just talking, no one else can get the virus. What is your concern? If you could get it, I would say I'm going to go about my daily life. If I get it, I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to let nature do its course. Survival of the fittest kind of an approach and just say, yeah. if it knocks me out, it knocks me out. I'm going to be okay. You know, even if I die, I die. I kind of have peace about that.
Okay. So then he had to come back and clarify some things after making that statement, as somebody, you know, many people actually heard the, or at least caught the headline of, if I die, I die. And people were like, what? So then he had to come back and explain himself a little bit.
What I was trying to say back then, admittedly, I probably wasn't as clear as I would have liked to have been. But what I wanted to say then, what I would echo again now, is that while the virus does not give me a great amount of personal fear, you know, there's still great reason for me to engage in wearing a mask and social distancing and, you know, washing my hands as frequently as I can and following protocols that have been set in place. Obviously, to be respectful and considerate of other people, which is very important. But
so isn't this how, and really, isn't this how a lot of us feel? I know that I do. And hearing his explanation for everything of, and especially me being a younger person of, hey, there are, I understand the risks. I understand that the situation changes for everybody else. I know that I'm going to respect everybody's decision and how they approach this thing. And that's what Kirk Cousins said in part of his explanation for what he said. But for me personally, I know the risks and I'm willing to take them. And I know that if I get it, that, you know, there's a good chance I'm going to be able to fight it off. And I think a lot of people kind of feel that way, but just haven't necessarily expressed it the way that Kirk Cousins did. And he admitted that, yeah, he probably didn't say it in the best way with the whole if I die, I die thing. But that's something that he has internalized with himself, and he thought, well, that's the worst case scenario, and if that is the worst case, then I'm okay with that. Like, I'm at peace about it. And that's what he says there. I don't know. I think this was a lot of, like, fake outrage that Kirk Cousins said this about the coronavirus and all of the risks involved there. I mean, I think here's a guy who is, again, respectful of other people's feelings toward it, isn't going out there and saying, shame on you for, you know, always wearing your mask and always social distancing and always, you know, never wanting to leave your house or things like that. He didn't say that. Just said, hey, this is how I feel about it. You know, I understand that I am still going to wear my mask and still social distance whenever I'm around other people to be respectful of them. But personally, I know the risks. I'm willing to take them. And I know I'm at peace with any kind of result that comes from it. I'm failing to see what was so wrong about those comments from Kirk Cousins. But I'm sure it'll gain more and more attention as the day goes on today. All right, coming up next, some other action that you may have missed from last night, including a couple of really good games in both the NBA and NHL playoffs, as well as the Browns growing out mullets. I'll explain. And then I'll end the show today with a little big deal or no big deal. That's all next here. It's the Early Morning Show. Time is 5:19, brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. It is the Early Morning Show, getting you started here on a Thursday morning. But some things from last night you may have missed, let's get to them.
Time now for While Jens Was Sleeping on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
Couple of really good basketball games in the NBA playoffs. And I know, again, as I always bring up the NBA, it's, oh, NBA in Pittsburgh, who's actually watching? I think a lot of people do, and especially whenever there's quality basketball being played, and at least games that are very exciting to watch. And that's a couple of games of what we got last night. First, between the Heat and the Bucks, as the Heat won Game 1 against the heavily favored Milwaukee Bucks. Came back Game 2. It all came down to the very end. Chris Middleton hit a couple of free throws to tie up the game. Final seconds, and this happens.
Going to zeros, okay?
How much time's on the clock when the foul occurred here? Is it Giannis?
Where's the foul there?
The Bucks use their challenge already. They get Giannis for the foul. Let's see the left hand here. Does he?
Oh, he
makes
puts
contact
it,
there. Puts it on the body of the shooter, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, arguably the NBA's top player right now. Giannis goes out and fouls Jimmy Butler, and he makes two free throws with no time remaining to give the Heat the 116-114 win, and they go up 2-0 in that series now. And that the dynamics of that series all change. I mean, it's one thing to win one game to begin it, but when you're down by two now, as the Bucks are, that's when desperation sets in, and either you can crumble underneath that or rise up to it. So we'll see what happens with the rest of that series, but surprising result there. And then we did have a Game 7 last night between the Rockets and the Thunder. It was Russell Westbrook trying not to be basically embarrassed by losing to his former team in the playoffs in Game 7. And there was a big play of significance made, not by Russell Westbrook, but by James Harden, and not offensively, but defensively. Here's how that sounded.
Nothing happened. Over to Dort. Dort puts up a ball. It's blocked by James and thrown out of bounds by Dort. And the Rockets, with 5 seconds left, may win this with James Harden defense.
Yeah, they were up by one at that point, 113-112. End up going to win that game, 114-112, and to keep their season alive. That from AT&T Sportsnet, actually, the call there of the Houston Rockets game. So they survive, and they're moving on. In the NHL from last night, we're going to have another Game 7 alert as the Colorado Avalanche stay alive against the Dallas Stars. A 4-1 victory there, so they've come roaring back. So they'll have Game 7 in a couple of nights. And then tonight, of course, it is the Islanders and the Flyers as the Islanders look to put them away. They're up 3-2 in that series. Same with Vegas against Vancouver. Vegas up 3-2 in that series as well. Also from yesterday, Mohamed Sanu was cut by the New England Patriots. And this is another reclamation project. You know, for as much as you can praise Bill Belichick and the entire New England staff for, well, you know, creating a dynasty and all of those things, they don't necessarily take on guys very well and turn them around. I mean, Josh Gordon, another guy, especially at the wide receiver position. Josh Gordon came there and failed, and now Mohamed Sanu is out the door as well. So people think that the Patriots do everything perfectly. That's, I guess, far from the case. And then there was a story coming out of the Cleveland Browns camp that I guess their kickers are having a competition as to who can draw up and grow out, I guess, the best mullet. So, you know, that's how the Browns are preparing for the 2020 season, that Austin Siebert and Jamie Gillen have had FaceTime chats all throughout this summer and are now seeing whose mullet is better. Go Browns. All right, coming up next, big deal or no big deal, going over some Pittsburgh sports storylines and beyond and determining whether this is something we should pay attention to or it's just a whole lot of nothing. That's next. Fan Morning Show pre-show coming your way at 5:40. Early morning show right here for a few more minutes. Until then, Jason Mackey joining the show, the Fan Morning Show, that is, at 8 o'clock today. Pirates Insider to go over the mess right now that the Pirates have gotten themselves into at 10-24 on the season. So we'll talk plenty of baseball with Jason at 8 o'clock today. In the meantime, though, try to do this every Thursday or so. Big deal or no big deal.
Now it's time to play everybody's favorite sports game, big deal or no big deal.
All right, feel free to play along as always. We're going to run through some things here, both Pittsburgh sports related and a little bit outside of it, I guess. All right, the first, Leonard Fournette indeed has not signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but has signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Big deal, no big deal.
Not a big deal.
Look, we've made, would he have made the Steelers' backfield better? Absolutely. There's no denying that. In both of his healthy seasons, the guy's rushed for over 1,000 yards. I mean, he is a productive running back in the National Football League. And despite his character issues or perceived character issues or whatever the heck happened in Jacksonville that they hated him out there, I think he would have come here and made the running game better. I think people tried to talk down his abilities a little bit because they knew he was never coming here. He would have helped and probably would have been just as effective or as good as James Conner. I don't know about better. You can debate that, whether who's the better running back, but he could have been another hammer in there. But now that he's in Tampa Bay, which I predicted a couple days ago, by the way, tooting my own horn, I don't think the Steelers will be hurt by not grabbing him. James Conner's injury history, it is what it is. We know that. We don't have to go over it chapter and verse. We all know the unsettling feeling that we come into this season with in watching James Conner week to week. But he's also going to be extra motivated by being in a contract year. I really do think there is something to that. When guys are about to get their big money, that they do perform well in general. Benny Snell, I believe in him as well. New body or whatever he's coming into this season or not, I think that he showed a lot last year in the time that he got. And Anthony McFarlane, I believe, can thrive in a Matt Canada offense. I think that Matt Canada and Anthony McFarlane is a match made in heaven. And I think we'll see a lot of different looks there and some creative ideas that Randy Feitner certainly would not have come up with to be able to utilize Anthony McFarlane. So I think the running game will be at least good enough to complement what will be a still pass-heavy offense with Ben Roethlisberger coming back. And it's kind of the modern-day NFL offense anyway, where you've got a stable of backs that just do the job well enough. And I think that's what the Steelers are looking at in 2020. Speaking of that, though, the next point, Skip Bayless has put the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl.
Big deal.
This is a big deal. He tweets out, Tampa Bay, give me a break, Tampa Bay adds Fournette. No team has ever played in a Super Bowl in its home stadium until now. Yes, that means we won't see Tom Brady in another Super Bowl. Thank goodness. Thank you, Skip Bayless, for tweeting this out. I was a little afraid there for a minute, thinking, yeah, they added Fournette. They've got a lot of weapons out there. Maybe they do see it. Maybe we actually do see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl once again. But now if that happened, can rest easy. All right, next, Ben released part two of his documentary yesterday, this time highlighting just how much went into his surgery recovery.
Big deal.
Yeah, another episode released depicting, you know, mostly how rare it was for a quarterback to undergo this. And I think it highlights just how crazy this will be if a 38-year-old Ben Roethlisberger comes back from this and is at top shape again. I mean, maybe you don't realize how much the odds are kind of stacked against him and how much went into this surgery and him coming back at this point, at this late in his career. Maybe we should temper our expectations a little bit. Kind of makes me nervous, actually, seeing everything that went on behind the scenes. But also makes him a much more likable guy, and I think that was a lot of the point of this documentary, as well as he has taken a beating, especially nationally, with all of these different analysts going after his character and his leadership. Cool to see him live out his faith, too, as a Christian. And cool to see him meet Mercy Me and Crowder backstage. And it's funny, going to a concert, as he just dropped that in during the documentary, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go to a concert with a couple of friends. Ended up being with, like, Ryan Switzer and a few other people in a box. And then eventually, I don't know if he was on the stage. They didn't show him on the stage. But there was video of Switzer and a bunch of his family members going out on the stage during the concert and dancing around. So that's going to a concert in Ben Roethlisberger's world. Oh, it's crazy. All right, next. The Penguins have hired Todd Reirden and Tom Vellucci as assistant coaches. Big deal, no big deal here.
Big deal.
I think it's a big deal, right? I mean, I'm not going to pretend to know every dynamic at play here and what Reirden brings back to the table, but I do know that he is coming from winning a cup with the Washington Capitals, was on staff there, and he also said this.
Certainly it's been a challenge going against him for the last 6 years on the bench and opposite bench, and it's always a unique perspective when you're able to bring some knowledge of different teams over to another one.
Yeah, he's going to bring all of his secrets. I mean, he knows the Penguins. The Penguins know him. He was a head coach in Washington. Did he have all that much success? I guess not with a really talented team, but he doesn't need to be the head coach here. And I think the experience there only helps, and his track record shows success along the way. So I think this will end up being beneficial to the Penguins in the end. All right, couple more. The governor's COVID-19 guidance for sports was updated yesterday to allow spectators at games. Big deal, no big deal here.
Big deal.
Of course, fans, players, coaches, officials, and game workers will all count toward the state gathering limits of 250 outdoors and 25 indoors. So still isn't a whole lot of a difference here. But, and I'd like to see that number go up. But you know what it impacts? It impacts parents going to lacrosse games or soccer games or peewee football games, and hopefully the importance of sports involvement and parent involvement in sports is slowly winning out here in Pennsylvania, and hopefully that trend only continues. And then finally, GM Kevin Colbert said this about Eric Ebron yesterday when he joined the Fan Morning Show.
He's a little different. I mean, he's a very impressive receiving capable tight end that really has answered some of the challenges that Coach Tomlin and Coach Daniel put to him about, hey, we need you to block too. In our scheme, the tight ends are called on to block. And, you know, having another guy like Eric available to Ben, it's exciting.
We've had a lot of big deals on this one, but
big deal.
Ebron could either be a major key to the season, it feels like, or just a total, total disappointment. I don't think there'll be much in between, because Ebron has been that way throughout his entire NFL career. He's kind of boom or bust, even back to his Detroit days. And he had 13 touchdown catches a few years ago with Andrew Luck, and then last year wasn't so great. He dropped a few balls, and there was also some rumors that he quit on the team in the locker room. I think it's going to be either one for him coming into this season. And there has been a lot of hype around him. And with Kevin Colbert saying that he's just a little bit different, that gives me hope that he can maybe catch around double-digit touchdowns for this season. I don't know if that's really a strong statement to make or if that's something that's realistic. I'm leaning toward it being a realistic thing to say. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. The sun is shining on budget-friendly deals with 32 new and used vehicles under $19,996. Today, humid with periods of rain and a thunderstorm this morning, high of 79. And then tonight, mostly cloudy and humid and a low of 64. Pre-show, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.